दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय शरण्या। द बजट सेशन ऑफ पार्लियामेंट विल बिगिन टुडे विद प्रेसिडेंट द्रौपदी मुर्मू एड्रेसिंग अ जॉइंट सिटिंग ऑफ बोथ हाउस दिस मॉर्निंग। फॉलोइंग द प्रेसिडेंट्स एड्रेस, यूनियन फाइनेंस मिनिस्टर निर्मला सीतारमन विल प्रेजेंट द इकोनॉमिक सर्वे ड्यूरिंग अ ब्रीफ सेशन ऑफ बोथ लोकसभा and Rajya Sabha. Our correspondent reports that the presentation of the economic survey marks the official start of the budget session in Parliament. Yesterday, an all-party meeting convened ahead of the budget session of the Parliament was held at the Parliament House complex. During the meeting, the government sought cooperation from all the political parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Parliament session. Speaking to media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said there are 16 bills and 19 businesses already listed in the House. Congress MP Pramod Tiwari said that his party will raise the issues of unemployment, inflation and the constitution. He also expressed concern over the Mahakumbh incident. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is set to present the Union Budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 tomorrow. The upcoming budget is anticipated to unveil the government's economic priorities and fiscal strategies to deal with the pressing domestic and global challenges. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked people to bet on India when it comes to space sector. In social media post, Mr. Modi shared country's space journey during the last 10 years. A total of 457 satellites have been launched by India since 2014. A total of 398 foreign satellites were launched by India in the past 10 years as opposed to just 35 foreign satellites before 2014. The government has announced that India is all set to launch its own safe and secure indigenous artificial intelligence model at an affordable cost. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnaw highlighted that the compared to global models costing $2.5 to $3 per hour usage, India's AI model will cost less than 100 rupees per hour after 40% government subsidy. The Judicial Commission set up by Uttar Pradesh government to find the reason behind the Mahakumbh incident will visit Sangam Ghat, Prayagraj today. The commission will look into the cause and circumstances of the incident and submit its report within 1 month, along with the recommendations to prevent similar events in the future. The three-member commission is headed by retired Allahabad High Court Judge Harsh Kumar. Coast Guard Region Commander Inspector General Bhishma Sharma announced that Indian Coast Guard ICG seized narcotics worth 37,217 crore rupees in 2024, marking the highest seizure in recent years. Speaking to the press ahead of the 49th Coast Guard Raising Day, which is observed on 1st February every year, Mr. Sharma highlighted that a significant seizure of around 6,000 kg of narcotics in Andaman Sea was major contributor to this achievement. He credited the success to regular patrolling, random checks, multi-agency cooperation and robust surveillance. Mr. Sharma also noted that in 2024, the ICG Western Region conducted 64 search and rescue operations, saving over 122 lives. US President Donald Trump confirmed there were no survivors in the mid-air collision between American Airlines flight carrying 64 people and US Army Black Hawk helicopter in Washington, D.C. In ICC Under Women's T20 World Cup, defending champions India will face England in the semi-finals in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. The match is scheduled to start at 12 p.m. Indian time. Earlier today, South Africa will play Australia in the fourth semi-final at the Bomas Oval in Kuala Lumpur. The match is set to start at 8 a.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.